Well, that brings us up to the point of opening, and one of the happiest evenings of my life was the day before the evening before the opening, because I had asked Mr. Carmichael if we couldn't have a staff party in the building before we had the opening. He was a little reluctant about this because he thought this might dilute or diminish the importance of the opening, and of course it was to be a very distinguished gathering for the opening. I said, well, I would like to do it before the opening because I feel that the staff, from the topmost level to the lowest level, we work very hard at this, and I'd like to have them and their families come down and see the building so that the wives and children could see what their husbands and fathers had been doing and so on. And the cafeteria people, the Marriott Corporation, said they would like to have a party in cafeteria too, and would provide cookies and coffee because they wanted to see how things were working, and this would be their chance to have a little bit of service going. So, you know, after having worked in the parts of what was a rather cold building and putting in exhibits, it all came to life that night with the staff. And Dr. Carmichael very graciously came, and we used the same setup that we had arranged for the opening. We had all the staff in the audience, and we had people on the platform who were principals in the operation, Mr. Ewers and Mr. Angle and Mr. Lawless. And unfortunately, I forgot an important person, and I should mention her now, and that is Virginia Beats, who was my secretary for so many years, and who I forgot to invite to sit on the platform, although she was very prominent, and we talked about her through the in our talks and so on. So we had these very, very casual, very homely kinds of talks about what we'd all been doing, and of course, as I say, the families of the people who'd been working were all there. And,
okay.
So after this little meeting in the same place, in the same setting that we'd arranged for the formal opening the next evening, we took this whole crowd around through the building, and the exhibits, construction people, the carpenters, the painters, and even the laborers and some of the guards who had been in the building were able to take and point to what they had been doing to their families and so on, and explain what these exhibits were all about, how important this all was, and so on. And we went down to the cafeteria and had cookies and cider and that sort of thing. And as I recall it, it was a nice moonlight night. You could look out the window at the Washington Monument and so on. Everything seemed to, you know, suddenly warm up, and it seemed like an operating organization, an operating organism, I should say.